Farm income is projected to be down in 2014, per the latest USDA farm sector income forecast.
ERS is estimating net cash income for 2014 at $123 billion. That's down 6% from 2013, but up a little over $21 billion from their February forecast for 2014.
USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber says crop receipt estimates were down 7% from last year, but up compared to the February forecast. The real mover was in the livestock sector.
Livestock receipts are forecast for 2014 up almost 16% over 2013 and up almost $27 billion from our February estimates.
Production expenses were up, now at $14.2 billion. And net farm income levels are?
Projected at around $113 billion. That's down almost 14% from last year, but up about $17 billion from what we were carrying back in February.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack even offered some takeaways from that latest USDA farm sector income forecast.
We're pleased that the numbers reflect an increase from the February estimate. With crop prices coming down a bit, it's not surprising that farm income would be down a bit from record levels last year. But the reality is, I think it compares very favorably to the 10-year average of farm income. It's still solid. Good to see the livestock numbers coming up, which is, I think, reflective of good prices currently on all livestock markets. So hopefully over time, those grain markets improve as well as we increase livestock herds, as we continue record exports, and as we work to make sure that our renewable fuel industry is as strong and viable as possible.
Looking back to last year after adjusting for inflation, 2013's net farm income is expected to be the highest since 1973. So if realized, the 2014 net farm income forecast would be the fifth highest. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.